That was Warren Wolf with Senior Mouse.
On 88.5 KNKX, it's Evening Jazz. I'm Abe Beeson, and it's School of Jazz guest DJ night. We have both Paul Jaton and Ethan Schmidt. They are drums and bass for Paul and Ethan out of Everett's high school jazz band. Welcome, Paul and Ethan.
Hey.
Thank you.
Let's get a little background on how you guys got into music, first of all. Ethan, you have an interesting musical family background.
Yeah. I was surrounded by music since I was 2 years old. getting earplugs put in my ears and being at shows. And my uncle and my mom and my grandparents all played music and were in bands and stuff. So, and you know, they got me guitars, and I started off playing trombone in seventh grade and also played guitar. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until eighth grade that I had to switch to bass because the previous bass player went to high school. And so from there, I really learned how to, you know, play the bass in a jazz band, and then just kept going with that in high school because I was like, this is where I want to be.
The bass band. And Paul Jaton, the drummer in our rhythm section tonight, how old were you when you got your first drum set?
Seventh grade, I think. I was a little old. Like most kids, when they start playing drums, they get the drum set first, right? But I started playing drums on the practice pad. I was digging it. I was playing it like it was a drum set, banging my foot on the floor like it was a bass drum. And
your parents said, all right, he's not going to drive us crazy. He's actually getting good at this. Let's get him a set.
Mm-hmm. There we go. I think they were just trying to see if it was going to be worth it, you know, and hopefully it was.
And you both got into jazz when you got into jazz band in school, right?
Yeah.
Paul, tell us about your first impression of jazz. Was it what you expected it to be?
It's a lot different than playing rock drums. Getting put onto that by our middle school band director, Mr. Cummings, was super cool because he was a piano player, super big into jazz. And it was kind of cool to see that passion in him. And it was kind of like, I'm liking this. Being able to like have like feel like I had a connection with the other players in the band was something super cool.
Right. And Ethan, when you got into jazz, you were primarily attracted to more modern stuff. Is that right?
Totally. I would always hear jazz around Christmas time, and it always just reminded me of like being in New York or something. It never really like was something I really listened to the intricacies and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it took a few years for me to really start to be emotionally affected by the music. So.
And one of the first guys that got you emotionally excited about this music was this next musician we're going to hear, a pianist from Armenia. How did you track down Tigran Hamasyan?
My favorite bands that I listen to are progressive, modern, jazzy, but also heavy. They really look up to this guy and are influenced by him. So that his name just kind of got passed around. When I heard about him, I'd never heard anything like him before. It's such beautiful melodies and rhythms. It's amazing.
Well, let's introduce him to our evening jazz audience then.
This is Tigran Hamasyan with Song for Milan and Rafik on 88.5 KNKX.
Evening Jazz on the new 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
That was Brazilian Octopus with Summer Hill on 88.5 KNKX.
And you may be able to tell, we are in the midst of our School of Jazz guest DJ session with Ethan Schmidt, who we just heard from, and Paul Jaton, both of Everett High School. They're seniors, and they're on their way out soon. We're going to talk about graduation in a bit. So you guys also are playing outside of school in a rock band. Tell me about that, Ethan.
We're called Beyond the Woods, and we're all instrumental, you know, playing really emotional but heavy stuff, and it's a lot of fun.
Paul, you guys are jazz musicians. I've seen you play jazz here in our studios. Do you think that jazz influences the way that this band plays?
I definitely think so, because when you're playing jazz, you feel a connection between the musicians playing, like the eye contact, you know, hitting certain beats, and that happens a lot in Beyond the Woods, especially me, Ethan, and our bass player, Mitch. We've played jazz together for however many years,
so
right?
School.
Yeah, so we have that connection already established. So when we're playing this type of music, it's not necessarily doesn't sound like jazz per se, but we definitely feel that like connection and
yeah, it kind of makes you rethink what jazz means. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure when you were just getting into it, you had the stereotypical beatnik idea in your head of, oh, it's a guy with a beret and a little goatee. But jazz can really be anything, can't
and
it, Ethan?
And even musically with this band, the chords we use and some of the progressions aren't necessarily influenced by like blues jazz, but a lot of modern jazz, like minor 7 and major 7 chords are used a lot. And just the range of the melodies, how far your notes are in between each other, and you know how emotional it is, really is influenced by jazz.
Go check out the School of Jazz page at knkx.org. You're going to find all of our School of Jazz guest DJs and the studio sessions that they participate in, which you guys did. Paul, do you remember that session?
Oh yeah, I do. And we were playing with Mark Taylor. He was just soloing, and I was like, wow, this guy is quite the player, because like when I'm playing along, when it's a higher caliber player, it's like really fun for me, because it's like the ideas going through it, it's like, wow, this is super fun. Yeah, I just remember that moment. I was like, wow, this is awesome.
We played a lot off his energy.
Yes, for sure, definitely.
Which was cool. And I was actually playing guitar at the time.
Right, yeah.
For 1 year. And the one thing I do wish is I had like some effect pedals and some reverb and all that stuff.
But maybe next time.
Yeah.
That combo that you brought in here was pretty straight ahead mainstream jazz, but you guys are very interested in more of a modern thing. We've got some of that coming up next. Tell me a little bit about this band, Tram.
It's a side project of the guitarists from a band called Animals as Leaders. And they also have the former drummer of Suicidal Tendencies, the saxophone player of the Mars Volta. So this band is pretty crazy and just talented.
All right, folks, get your kids around the radio and turn it up loud for this next one.
This is Tram with Haas Kicker on KNKX 88.5. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Chet Baker with Autumn Leaves on 88.5 KNKX.
You are tuned into Evening Jazz on School of Jazz guest DJ Night. That's Paul Jaton and Ethan Schmidt also here, the drums and bass at the Everett High School Jazz Band under the direction of Ms. Megan Vinther, good friend of the show as well. They're both seniors. We're going to talk about their plans for after graduation in a few. But first, I wanted to talk about the opportunities you've had to see live jazz. Paul, your first time seeing a real jazz professional musician?
So it was during the Savannah Music Festival. We got to go into this little area and listen to some real killer players. Like Warren Wolf was there. And,
oh, no. Wow.
Yeah. And also,
there was another Warren named Warren Vache.
Ah, yeah. Trumpet player.
Had a combo with Houston Person on saxophone, I'll never forget just because of his name.
It was super
rad. It was the real jazz area, too, you know?
Yeah. It was awesome. Yeah.
And Ethan, what do you get out of seeing the pros play? Do you get to learn some lessons by watching them?
You have to be able to channel the feelings you're getting from playing into your physical appearance, you know, to be really interesting.
Right.
Playing and being interesting to watch. So that's something I really take from seeing professional people play.
Right. Yeah. Let's flip that. Paul, how important is it to have an audience when you're on stage playing? What do you get out of having an audience there?
It makes you think about like, hey, I'm performing for these people. You know, I got to put on a good show. You got to play well, but you also got to present yourself well. You know, consciously thinking about that going into it, it's makes you play better, definitely.
Right. You're on stage. You're putting on a show. And these two put on a show for us live in the studios here at KNKX with the Everett High School Jazz Combo. And you can check that out and all of our School of Jazz fun at knkx.org. A lot of people of all ages are finding a lot of music online themselves. knkx.org, a great place to go. Paul, you were telling me before we started the show about seeing this next song performed on YouTube. Tell me about this next piece.
I found a drum playthrough with Steve Smith. He was playing through this. He doesn't play on the recording, but it was like a drum festival, and I was like, this is a really rad song, and the bass line is super sick, and this kind of got me digging Chick Corea a little bit more, so definitely, yeah.
Ethan Schmidt and Paul Jaton, bass and drums out of Everett High School's Jazz Band, our School of Jazz guest DJs on KNKX.
This is Chick Corea with Humpty Dumpty on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you. You're listening to the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news.
Thank you.
That was Warren Wolf with One for Lenny on 88.5 KNKX.
Amazing. Paul Jaton and Ethan Schmidt, our School of Jazz guest DJs in the studio today. The drums and bass with the Everett High School Jazz Band. And they are in a band that's not really jazz, more of a progressive rock instrumental thing, Beyond the Woods. They're working on a record, and you can find them playing live at Tony V's in Everett on June the 23rd.
It's free.
It's absolutely free, too. What else are you going to be up to? You're graduating high school soon. What's next for Ethan?
I'll be going to Shoreline Community College pursuing a digital audio engineering degree, and I'm hoping to get a job in some area of audio. You know, I'm open to even being a radio DJ as part of it.
But, all right. Time for me to move
anything
aside.
Else.
And Paul, how about you? Where are you headed after graduation?
So I'm headed to Edmonds Community College next year. Planning on being part of the jazz and salsa band with John Sanders. I'm really excited for that.
Fantastic. Well, it's been real fun having you guys here. Great sets of music. We've got one more tune from a pianist we've already heard from. Tell me why you picked this next song.
This next song to me is a journey. This song pretty much has movements throughout the whole thing, and it's just insanely beautiful to me. Tigran Hamasyan with Road Song on 88.5 KNKX.
Ethan Schmidt and Paul Jaton, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.